Today is Monday, the 18th of August, the feast of Saint Alberto Hurtado Fruchaga, S.J., in the 20th week of Ordinary Time.
Oh God, will you restore us and grant us your salvation? Oh God, will you restore us and grant us your salvation? I will hear what God proclaims. The Lord our God proclaims peace. Kindness and truth shall meet. Justice and peace shall kiss. Oh God, will you restore us?
Bifrost Arts sings, "Oh God, will you restore us?"
Here is the fast that I choose, to loosen the bonds of the oppressed and break their chains. Let righteousness and justice go out before you, then you will call out and I will hear. Oh God, will you restore? Shine down forth as a dawn. Your people will be called repairers of broken walls, making straight the path to proclaim his reign.
Today's reading is from the book of Judges.
Oh God, will you restore us? Please grant us your salvation.
Then the Israelites did what was evil in the sight of the Lord and worshipped the Baals. And they abandoned the Lord, the God of their ancestors, who had brought them out of the land of Egypt. They followed other gods from among the gods of the people who were all around them and bowed down to them, and they provoked the Lord to anger. They abandoned the Lord and worshipped Baal and the Astartes. So the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and he gave them over to plunderers who plundered them. And he sold them into the power of their enemies all around, so that they could no longer withstand their enemies. Whenever they marched out, the hand of the Lord was against them to bring misfortune, as the Lord had warned them and sworn to them, and they were in great distress. Then the Lord raised up judges, who delivered them out of the power of those who plundered them. Yet they did not listen even to their judges, for they lusted after other gods and bowed down to them. They soon turned aside from the way in which their ancestors had walked, who had obeyed the commandments of the Lord. They did not follow their example. Whenever the Lord raised up judges for them, the Lord was with the judge, and he delivered them from the hand of their enemies all the days of the judge. For the Lord would be moved to pity by their groaning because of those who persecuted and oppressed them. But whenever the judge died, they would relapse and behave worse than their ancestors, following other gods, worshipping them, and bowing down to them. They would not drop any of their practices or their stubborn ways.
We meet the people of God here at a low point in their history. They are being repeatedly attacked and defeated by their enemies. At the same time, they are continually tempted to worship other gods than the one true God. What is your first impression of this sad story? What are the false gods you are sometimes tempted to worship? Not Baal and Astarte, but wealth, fame, comfort, safety. How might these get in the way of your own desire to respond to the one true God in your life? God, though, never gives up on God's people. God sends them good leaders, judges, who are able for a while to restore the people's fortunes. When and where have you encountered God's help in the middle of your own troubled times? Notice, as the second half of the passage is read again, how it might apply to your own life and circumstances.
Then the Lord raised up judges, who delivered them out of the power of those who plundered them. Yet they did not listen even to their judges, for they lusted after other gods and bowed down to them. They soon turned aside from the way in which their ancestors had walked, who had obeyed the commandments of the Lord. They did not follow their example. Whenever the Lord raised up judges for them, the Lord was with the judge, and he delivered them from the hand of their enemies all the days of the judge. For the Lord would be moved to pity by their groaning because of those who persecuted and oppressed them. But whenever the judge died, they would relapse and behave worse than their ancestors, following other gods, worshipping them, and bowing down to them. They would not drop any of their practices or their stubborn ways.
Speak, finally, to the God who wants to help you draw near to him, even or perhaps especially in challenging times. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end.
Amen.